You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
We praise the Lord, even though many members of the worship team are not here today,
but the principles are still the same.
And I don't know if you noticed the last three songs that we sung.
跟上一次很像，讲到伟大的神。
It's very much the same as the last time as we gathered together. It talks about the great God that we worship.
也讲到我们亲爱的主耶稣基督，他的名。 何等的 beautiful, powerful, and wonderful.
It speaks of our Lord Jesus, His name, how beautiful it is, how wonderful it is, how powerful it is.
然后最后讲到圣灵，我们需要这样子的能力，需要这样子的恩雨降临在我们中间。
And then lastly, we sing and we say, Lord, we need your Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to descend upon us.
每一次的聚会，我们都希望主开我们的眼睛，像摩西一样，如同看见那不能看见的神。
And every time we gather, we pray that the Lord, you will open our eyes that we may see the invisible God.
当我们在信心里真看见主的同在的时候，每一个聚会都不一样的。
That in faith, as we see and behold Him, then every time we get together, it's not the same anymore.
感谢主哈。
And again, we thank the Lord.
我想最近不管是在新闻上弟兄姊妹的谈话里面最常出现的一个话题就是Delta。
And I know the one word that comes out of our mouth often, either through the news or when we talk to one another, is the word Delta.
我想它好像东山再起，又重新回来，造成伤害。It's
as if this virus has risen again and once again to bring about harm to this world.
所以我们非常希望弟兄姊妹能够自己多多的保重。So
brothers and sisters, we do ask that you keep yourselves safe.
我们谨慎小心，但是却不害怕。Be
careful, be alert, but do not be afraid.
那同样的，在这样子的局面底下，我也希望我们彼此更多的相爱，彼此扶持。And
under these circumstances, if we learn to love each other more, we learn to serve one another more.
就像我们教会过去这将近30年来，我们常常讲的，大事坚持，小事自由，凡事相爱。
And we said that in the big things, in the last 30 years, that we hold fast to the small things, we need to have liberty. In all things, we need to have love.
对于真理，我们不妥协。
Concerning the truth, we cannot compromise.
但是对于打不打疫苗，戴不戴口罩，到底是线上还是线下，我觉得这些事情我们不要去争，更不要成为对立。Rather
to be vaccinated or not, whether we put our mask on, or rather all these things, we pray that it has not become something that we fight and we argue with one another.
保罗在2000年前就对那些有的人吃肉，有的人不吃肉的说，吃为主吃，不吃为主不吃。
2000 years ago, Paul already said to the saints, whether eating meat, whether you eat it or not. If you eat it for the Lord. If you don't eat it, don't eat it for the Lord.
为主吃的，感谢神；为主不吃的，也感谢神。
If you eat it for the Lord, praise God. If you're not eating it for the Lord, praise God also.
所以我们在主的面前尽可能所有的决定，我们考虑到要保护。
And so again, in all of our decisions, we should be mindful of taking care of ourselves and those who are around us. And that we go through all of these challenges and difficulties together in love.
其实你不觉得最近Delta的重新起来跟我们上个礼拜讲属灵征战的三个特质很match吗？
And on the Chinese side, we talked about the three characteristics of spiritual battles, and you see that as Delta is re-emerging.
第一个讲到全面性，你发现这是全球的事情。
Foremost is holistically, and it's happening throughout the world.
第二个，我讲到属灵征战的严肃性。
And we talked about the severity of the spiritual battles because it will bring harm to the person.
第三个说到它的持续性，它永远不会停止的。And
thirdly, we talked about its duration. It never comes to an end. It doesn't stop.
所以你不要再梦想回到疫情以前那样子的生活情形，它几乎是不会回来了。So
we should stop dreaming about our days before the pandemic because those days are far gone.
一连串就会又会有问题出现。And
we're going to see year after year something else is going to come forth.
问题是我们怎么样子靠着主，我们能够成长。
But our attitude is, Lord, how do I continue to grow by your grace?
能够靠着里面不变的生命来应付这个万变的世界。
By this unchanging life that is in us, how do we face this world that is ever changing?
今天早上我要讲一个题目，就着我们过去一连串讲许多圣灵方面的题目。
And today I'm going to focus on a particular topic that is also related to the series of topics, a message that we talked about concerning the Holy Spirit.
因为在这样子的局面底下
Then again, in the circumstances that we are facing today,
我们每一个人都需要圣灵。
Well, every single one of us, we need the Holy Spirit.
所以我今天讲的题目是在圣灵的这个新样里。
And we talk about the newness in the Spirit.
那么在我讲这个题目以前我先提两三件一个前提的话。
And before I began the message today, I have some words to begin with.
保罗在以弗所书第五章告诉我们教会常常面临的两个问题或者两个毛病。
Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 5 that oftentimes the problems that the church faces.
他在五章二十六节、二十七节说要用水借着道把教会洗得干净。
And on verse 26, he says, by word, according, by water, according to the word of God, that we need to cleanse the church of God.
他那里特别提到的两个毛病就是让他没有玷污皱纹等类的病。
That they will be without blemish and without wrinkles.
所以今天教会在地上的时候仇敌想尽办法用罪恶、用世界、用各样的方法来玷污来让教会受到玷污。
Our adversary, by all means, through sin, to come and defile the church today.
你先不要讲教会，你讲你个人的生活就好。你发现多少时候我们被罪恶、被世界来玷污我这个人。
Let's not talk about the church. Let's just talk about us individually. How often is the world and the work of the enemy begins to defile us through the world?
那这一方面我们比较会警醒，因为是罪恶。
In this aspect, we are more alert because we are hopefully more sensitive to sin.
另外说要洗净的是没有皱纹等类的病。
And again, the second aspect are those things that produces wrinkles.
你不知道皱纹叫什么，你现在看我这你就晓得了，满脸皱纹，对不对
？If you don't know what wrinkles are, just take a very close look at my face. You can see
皱纹说到老旧。
This wrinkle speaks of growing old.
所以神不仅仅要教会没有罪，神要教会没有老旧。
God not only does not want his church to be without sin, but also without oldness.
我们很容易就掉到老旧的里面。
And oftentimes we fall into the state of being old.
我们里面缺少新鲜，缺少在圣灵里的新样。
And we lack this newness, this newness in the Spirit of God.
明明说若有人在基督里就是一个就是新造的人就是已过一切都成为新的了
The word of God tells us that any man being Christ the old has passed away all things have become new
你看多少时候我们在旧的里面
So often we are still in the old
又唱这首诗歌
Oh we sing this song again
所以现代人喜欢一直上唱新歌唱新歌唱新歌
A lot of time people when they sing when they worship they constantly look for new songs
弟兄姊妹神在乎的心还不在于外面
What God desires this newness that God is looking for is not just mere
神在乎的心是我们里面心灵的新样。
God, what God truly cares about is the newness of our hearts within.
你可以唱一首最新的歌，可是你里面旧得很。
You can sing the newest song, but inside of you is very, very old.
灵是死的。
Your spirit is virtually dead.
你可以唱很老的歌，今天在唱的，对不对 ？How great, 什么？You are, 对不对 My God, how great you are. 这个歌唱了多久了可是你灵里面可以很新鲜对不对
How great is our God? That song's been around for ages, right? But as we sing it, we can sing it with the newness of our spirit.
波饼两千年了
Breaking of bread, communion, for 2,000 years already.
你永远可以在这里碰见耶稣那历久弥新的爱对不对
You can always come and encounter this unchanging love of Christ.
两千年不够主说要一直等到我回来跟你们喝新的日子
And I would say 2,000 years not even sufficient because the Lord says do this until I return and drink it anew with you
所以我在这里要讲的新不是去搞花招搞新样
So the newness that I'm talking about is not to come up with something clever something new that we would do
而我是我们里面怎么样对着有新鲜的爱有新鲜的渴慕有新鲜的成长
And the newness the freshness that I'm talking about is the growth of the desire to grow within us.
刚才 Aaron 带我们读的耶利米哀歌第三章，主的爱每早晨都是新的。
Lamentations chapter 3, Aaron was leading to us to read that the steadfast love of the Lord, they are new every morning.
请问你今天早上经历到主新的爱没有？
And I ask you this morning, have you encountered the steadfast love?
每一天都有新的机会让我来经历主的爱。
Every single day, there are new opportunities, there are fresh opportunities for me to experience the love of Christ.
让我有新的机会能够抓住每一个机会来爱神，能够来爱人。
That I would have the opportunity, every opportunity I would lay hold of to love God and to love man.
所以这个叫做新。
And this is what I'm talking about, newness.
所以我就说教会有一个很大的问题，还不光是罪恶玷污的问题。
And I would tell you the biggest problem for the church today is not just, it's not the issue of sin.
这教会老旧，我们生命老旧。
But we've become old, thank you, stale. Maybe you should come up here.
好，所以我们先来看我们今天这个背诵经文啊。
Let's come and look at the memorization verse for today.
我们看罗马书第七章第六节。
Romans chapter 7, verse 6.
我们一起来读啊。
我们先读一遍。
先读一遍中文，再读一遍英文。
We'll read in Chinese and then we'll read in English together.
我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主，要按着心灵，或是做圣灵的新样，不按着遗文的旧样。
But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter.
为了公平哈，约翰福音第六章英文的先念。
To be fair, John chapter 6, verse 63, we'll read in English first. Let's read it together. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
所以保罗在这里劝我们所有的生活侍奉要在圣灵的新样里面。
And so Paul admonishes us that in all that we do, all of our services and the way we live, it needs to be in the newness of the Spirit.
主耶稣告诉我们叫人活的是靠着主的灵，而不是靠着我们人。
And the Lord says that that which gives life is the Spirit of God, is not us, not the man.
所以如何让我们的生活侍奉能够带着生命，带着能力，带着圣灵，这是我们今天很重要的一个学习。
How do we bring about our daily living and our services and to have the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit in us? That's what we want to talk about today.
不光我自己需要活在这样子的境界，让我这个人是活的。
Not only do I need to live in this realm that me myself am alive.
我也希望我的服事能够让别人活起来。
And I pray that my services would bring forth life into others.
叫人活的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。
That which gives life is the spirit, the flesh profits nothing.
你用什么方法都比不上你在圣灵里面服侍人，叫人得着生命。
It doesn't matter how you help others, it cannot compare with giving someone and serving someone in the spirit of God.
因为今天是 combine meeting, 所以我挑了一个故事作为这个信息的一个背景。
And today, because it's a combined service, I chose a story to be the backdrop, to be for the message today.
一个很生动的故事，我们都很熟了。
It is a story that I believe that we are all very familiar with.
我们一起也是把它读一遍啊。
Let's read it together.
因为这是故事性的，我们就省时间不读中文一遍，英文一遍，我们就第一节读中文，第二节读英文，第三节读中文，反正你就看下去就是了，好吧？
We're going to ask everybody to read together, read along, but we're going to alternate Chinese and English. Let's see how well we'll do here.
咱们都是一家人。
Or we're one family, okay? Let's give it a try.
伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。
And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who...Enter the temple.
第三节，他看见彼得、约翰将要进殿，就求他们周济。
And fixing his eyes on him was John and Peter said, "Look at us."
那人就留意看他们，指望得着什么。
Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk."
于是拉着他的手。扶起他来，扶他起来，他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮了。
So he leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God.
百姓都看见他行走赞美神。
Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the gate, a beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him.
那人正在称为所罗门的廊下，拉着彼得、约翰，众百姓一起跑到他那里，很觉稀奇。
So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this, or why look so intently at us?As though by our own power or godliness, we had made this man walk.
好，我们就故事就读到这哈。
We'll end our reading of the story here today.
我想整个故事应该很清楚了哈。
And again, I hope this story is clear to you.
不会像有一次我们全家过了墨西哥边界，去那边度假的时候。我们都不懂西班牙文，虽然大学读过哈，结果就问儿子们懂不懂。
And one time we went on vacation as a family, we passed the border, the southern border, we entered into Mexico. We all took Spanish when we were in school, but we kind of forgot. So we asked our kids, do you understand the language here?
David 说他读过两年是吧
？David said he studied Spanish for 2 years.
我们本来很信任他的，但是他说我只能够认得 every other word.
And David says, we had a lot of trust in him, but he says, I can only recognize every other word. And if somebody says, do not enter, and yet he only understands enter, then we're done for.
We 刚刚读了 every other verse, 希望我们还是有 whole picture.
We read every other verse in two different languages. I still pray that we have the whole picture of the story.
在这里让我们看见在圣灵里面会带给我们完全不一样的境界。
We see from the story that as we are in the Holy Spirit, we are brought into a complete different realm.
所以我今天至少从三个角度来讲，第一个讲到在圣灵的新样里，我们跟主的关系再也不一样。
And I'm going to look at the story from three different perspectives. Number one, in the newness of the Holy Spirit, the relationship with the Lord is no longer the same.
第二个，我们的信心还有生命的度量也再也不一样。
Secondly, the measure of our faith and our life are no longer the same.
第三个，我们侍奉的态度还侍奉的能力。再也不一样。
And then our attitude and the power towards service are no longer the same.
以前有个广告说不一样就是不一样。
And there was a commercial that says, it's different because it is different.
所以我们今天不光在这里说要不一样，希望我们真的不一样。
So we can't just talk about being different. We really have to be different.
几年以前我们鼓励全教会说你一定要有 Delta, 而且要有 Big Delta.
And, many, many years, we continue to tell brother and sister, every year we need to have Delta, but we need to have Big Delta.
所以今天比较敏感，所以我说要有 Big Difference.
And so I'm sensitive to the culture and our language, so I'm going to say, we need to have a big difference in our life.
一定要有不同。
We got to be different.
第一个讲到我们跟主的关系再也不一样。
Foremost, our relationship with God is no longer the same.
你千万不要小看这件事情。
Do not look lightly on this.
你羡慕大卫吗？羡慕摩西吗？羡慕以赛亚吗？你羡慕但以理吗？他们都羡慕我们。
Do you admire David, Moses, Daniel? They all admire us.
因为圣灵已经降临了，基督借着圣灵住在我们心中，成为我们的生命。
Because the Holy Spirit has come, and by faith, the Holy Spirit now dwells in us.
我们今天在圣灵里面，我们跟神的关系再也不一样。
We are now in the Spirit of God. Our relationship with the Lord is no longer the same.
那是我们的生命，而且永远跟我们同在。
He now is our life, and He is forever with us.
所以今天的这段故事是发生在五旬节之后。
And this story happened right after Pentecost.
你发现他们完全不一样了。
You discover all of a sudden these men, they're not the same anymore.
之前他们会争来争去，谁是大的。
And before they would argue who would be the greatest.
之前他们会害怕，他们会否认主。
And before they would be scared, they would be terrified, they would deny the Lord.
今天我们看完这个故事，你发现说这是一个完全不同的人。
And as we read the story, we say these are different men.
弟兄姊妹，不要再恋慕自己原来的自己了，起来 make a difference.
And brothers and sisters, do not be again continue to remember who you used to be, but rise up and be different.
不要只是维持局面。
Don't no longer just sustain the current circumstance right now.
我常常跟同工们讲，今天教会如果掉进了维持局面，教会就迈向衰败，迈向死亡。
I say to the coworkers at church all the time, whenever we move into a mode where we're just sustaining, then we are walking toward corruption, our fallen state.
因为属灵的生命是不进则退的。
the principle of the life of the spirit, it can only move forward or else it falls back.
你不用讲那么久了，就光回头看这一年多的疫情，我们长进了没有？
Let's not look back too far, but just this one year alone, we evaluate, have we grown in this past year?
2021年，今天进到八月了，长进了没有？
2021, we are now in August.Have we grown this year?
弟兄姊妹，圣灵来了，他在我们生命里面带来何等大的不同。
Brothers and sisters, Holy Spirit has come to bring about a huge transformation in us.
然后你发现在这班门徒们的身上。
You discover in these group of, these men, in these disciples.
跟主关系的不同一定表现在祷告的生活上。
Their relationship is definitely, their relationship with the Lord being different is revealed through their life of prayer.
底下这些神迹奇事，这些心事之所以会发生，是建立在他们祷告生活的根基上。
These miracles, these signs, these new things, they are happening because they are established on a life of prayer.
所以我在这里纲要上列的两节圣经，使徒行传三章一节跟使徒行传四章三十一节，这是这个故事的两个挂号，开始跟结尾全部都是祷告。
I listed Acts chapter 3 verse 1 and Acts chapter 4 verse 31. These are the quotation marks that included the span of the story and is summarized in prayer.
这个故事是从祷告开始的。
This story began in prayer.
这个故事结束在被圣灵充满整个教会的祷告。
And this story ended with the church being filled by the Holy Spirit as they were praying.
圣经为什么要特别提出来伸出祷告的时候，
And why did the scripture say specifically that when they had prayed or as they were praying?
伸出大概是下午三点钟啊。
And again, the scripture says at the hour of prayer. Again, that's probably 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
我们不用去分析是祷告完了去圣殿呢，还是准备到圣殿去祷告呢？大家有不同讲法，那个不是重要的事。
And the criticality is not whether they prayed and went to the temple or they went to the temple to pray. There may be different understanding in this perspective, but that's not our point today.
但是圣灵特别把祷告这件事情摆在开头。
But we see very clearly that the essence, the hour of prayer, is right at the beginning.
祷告是人与神在圣灵中相会，而且交通相交。
A prayer is when God and man meet or commune, in the spirit.
所以每一次的祷告应该是由 divine encounter, 神圣的相会发生了。
So every time we pray, there should be a divine encounter.This meeting of the living God.
我们遇见了这位伟大的神。
We met this great and awesome God.
我们遇见了这位听祷告的主。
We've now come face to face with the one who hears our prayers.
而且真实的祷告是在圣灵中与神的相交 fellowship.
And a genuine prayer is a fellowship with God and the Spirit of God.
我们能够知道神的心意，或者神正要做什么。
So we will come to understand the heart of God, to know what God wants to do.
我为什么要先讲这个？因为底下发生的事情太奇妙。
And why do I want to say this? Because through the story, we see what's going to happen is indeed marvelous.
你不能从外面去学这些事情。
You cannot just imitate it from the outward.
于弟兄说我们要做新事，所以我们就随便来试着做新事。No.
So Pastor Yu says we got to do new things, so we just try and do new things. No.
雅各跟约翰说天火降下来烧灭撒玛利亚人，神不会听这个祷告的。
James and John said to Jesus, Lord, why don't we send call fire to descend from heaven and consume those who are in Samaria? The Lord would not listen to such a prayer.
以前有三四个年轻人说要学彼得凭信心走在水上，走上去就淹死了。
There were three or four young men that says we are going to learn by faith as Peter walked on the water. This is what we're going to do. They actually sunk.
我们做新事不是凭己意而行，而是借着祷告了解神在做什么，神要我做什么。
We do new things not simply by our own will, by our understanding, but to come to know God. What do you want to do?
就像别人说的，你去学冲浪，你不可能去 create 这个 wave。而是你怎么样子利用这个 wave?
Just as people are saying, as you learn how to surf, there's no way for you to create the wave, but you're using the wave to learn how to ride upon it.
所以圣灵来了，让我们在圣灵里跟主有一个这么亲密的关系。
And again, the Holy Spirit came to bring us into such intimacy with the living God.
让我们不仅仅充满了圣灵的能力，而且知道神的心意。
So not only do we have the power of the Holy Spirit, but now we may know and understand the will of God.
所以礼拜二祷告会的时候，我跟弟兄姊妹交通，你不祷告的话，是人在做事情，是人在解决问题。
So Tuesday night, I was sharing with brothers and sisters, if we do not pray, than is merely men doing things or trying to solve problems.
但是当我们祷告的时候，是神在做事情，是神在为我们解决问题。
But when we are praying, then God is working, God is doing.
我们不过是一个器皿，是神工作透过我们来做的器皿。
We are now but a vessel that God begins to use us to do His thing.
所以教会一定要好好祷告。
So brothers, the church must pray.
我们所有服侍主，所有基督徒都应该珍惜这个祷告的权柄跟福分。
All of us who serve the Lord, we need to treasure this privilege and the gift of prayer.
啊，你看耶稣，圣经上告诉我们说，这个人，当我们没有时间都读哈，啊，这个人大概四十出头，四十岁，四十多岁。
The scripture tells us that this man, he's about 40 years of age.
所以很多圣经学者认为说，耶稣很可能不只见过他一次。
And a lot of scholars says Jesus probably have seen him more than once.
耶稣经过他却没有医治他。
You could come to realize Jesus probably has encountered him before but never healed him.
一方面让我们看见耶稣自己说的，在约翰福音五章十九节。
As Jesus was saying, John chapter 5, verse 19.
他说我实实在在告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯独看见父所做的，子才能做，而且父所做的事，子照样做。
Jesus says, truly, truly, I tell you that the Son cannot do anything by himself. What he does is only by what he sees that the Father is doing.
你相不相信耶稣那天也能够叫他起来？
Do you believe that day, any day, Jesus could have caused that man to rise up and walk?
当然可以。
Of course.
所以弟兄姊妹，你也不要灰心，说为什么神听他的祷告，他的病就得医治，我却不得。我却没有得医治。
Do not lose faith or hope and say, Lord, you listened to that man's prayer as you healed him, but why didn't you hear my prayer?
因为神永远有他的时间，有他的做法。
And I tell you, God forever has His own timing and His own ways.
In His time, by His way, He makes all things beautiful, 对不对？
Again, in His time, by His way, He makes all things beautiful.
照着他的时间，按着他的方法，他是一切事情都变得美好。
Amen.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以在这里让我们看见耶稣明明可以医，但是耶稣没有医他。
We see that God, Jesus was able to heal, but Jesus didn't do it.
这就是给我们立了一个榜样，你不是随便要干嘛要说什么，随便凭己心发预言说这病并不至于死。
And so this gives us a clear example that we don't do all anything by our own understanding, our own will, and give prophecy and says this sickness will not lead to death.
我就听到一个传道人自己做见证，他在主面前学习，他每一个发预言说这病并不至于死的都死了。
And a preacher once testified to meThat every time he gives a prophecy and says, this death or this sickness is not unto death, and every time he says those words, the person died.
他后来再也不敢随便讲。
And so ever since, he learns the lesson, he dare not casually say those words.
耶稣另外一个不做的原因，他把他留给教会，让教会来做。
Perhaps another reason why Jesus didn't heal the man is because God gave this word for the church to do.
因为他在约翰福音十四章应许我们，信我的人也要做，而且要做比我更大的事。
In John chapter 14, Jesus says, those who believe in me will do greater things than me.
对，弟兄姊妹，神宁可希望看见教会也起来，一样可以做耶稣基督在地上能做的事情。
And the heart of God is that he wants to see the church rise up, that the church will understand that we can do what Christ has been doing.
这是我们的挑战，这是我们的一个福分哈。
This is our challenge. This is our blessing.
啊，第二件事情。
And secondly,
在圣灵的新样里面，我们的信心和生命的度量不一样。
And in the newness of the Spirit, the measure of our faith and life are no longer the same.
我在纲要里面特别强调说，怎么样跳出自己的软弱和有限。
And the outline says, how do we leap out of our own weaknesses and our own limitations?
也能够脱离我们长久以来律法和遗文旧样的限制。
And to be delivered from the constraints long held by the law and the old traditions.
啊，变成在圣灵的新样里面来侍奉。借着神成为神借着行心事赐下祝福的管道。
But now be transformed to serve in the newness of the Spirit and becoming a channel of blessing through the new things that God is doing.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.